You're listening to SBS News.
In less than 4 weeks, the Omicron variant has seen case numbers soar. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says Omicron is replacing Delta as the dominant variant in the country, with more than 500 cases recorded.
But again, we know that that is an underestimate. The estimates in New South Wales, for example, at the moment is that about 60% of those cases you're seeing every day rising are Omicron. And for me, it is no doubt now that Omicron is replacing Delta, particularly in New South Wales, and very rapidly in the other states other than WA. So Omicron's here. We have to learn to live with it.
Speaking after a National Cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says with such high numbers of infections, the strategy of where to put resources has to change. Even as the health advice backs the importance of wearing masks, Mr. Morrison says with limited resources, there'll be no recommendation for mask mandates.
And mandates also require enforcement, and that requires resources to be applied to enforcement. What matters is that people wear them, not whether people get fined or not.
He says QR codes in states with high caseloads is becoming less useful, and state and territory leaders discuss the need for a common definition of a close contact and the associated isolation and testing requirements.
What matters is how you're managing those close contacts and how they're defined and what you have to do if you are someone who is in that situation. So we've asked the AHPPC within the next, that's the medical expert panel, within the next fortnight to give us a clear recommendation on that. And so QR codes and that process will take on different roles as we go forward. In some states with very low cases, they will continue to be using them as for tracing. But in states which have very high case numbers, well, that's not a realistic proposition.
The strategy will focus on ramping up the booster program in state hubs, and there will be more funding for GPs and pharmacists to expand the rollout over the next month. They will receive a $10 supplement for each jab. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says his state will become the first in Australia to mandate the booster shot. All workers who were previously required to get two doses of the jab will now need to get a booster shot within 1 month of becoming eligible. 1 million workers are expected to be affected by the decision. Mr. McGowan says from Boxing Day, the state will be introducing a hard border with Tasmania and the Northern Territory, meaning the state is now closed to every state and territory.
These decisions have not been taken lightly. No one wants to stop families returning home to Western Australia during the festive season. No one. But given the escalating crisis in other parts of Australia and based on updated health advice, we're taking this step to protect Western Australians and stop any spread of the virus into our community.
In the Northern Territory, a 48-hour mask mandate is being introduced immediately for Alice Springs and Amoongana, requiring masks to be worn in public indoor settings. And the lockdown in Tennant Creek and Alicurang will also be extended for a further 24 hours. Acting Chief Minister Nicole Mannison says the measures anticipate positive test results from hundreds of COVID-19 tests.
We are very mindful that it is Christmas, and a lot of people have a lot of work to do to prepare for Christmas Day. This is why we're working very hard to make sure we get as much quality information as possible to inform our next steps.
The Northern Territory says it will be changing testing requirements for interstate arrivals. A PCR test will be required within 72 hours of arrival, but the tests for day 3 and day 6 will be rapid antigen tests instead of PCR tests. Mr. Morrison says during National Cabinet there was a discussion about making rapid antigen tests free. Pharmacist Nick Logan in Sydney says the demand for rapid test kits has left his shelves empty and he's being bombarded with inquiries.
I'd say today that we've had a phone call every 3 minutes, so probably 20 phone calls an hour. And I'd say on top of that, maybe 20 to 30 people have walked in the door. So people are doing it. It's a valid thing. I think it's a respectful thing, way to be treating your parents, and particularly if you've got relatives who are immunocompromised, it's a sensible thing to do. It's just unfortunate that there's none available at the moment. I don't think anyone was expecting the demand.
National Cabinet will next meet in a fortnight's time. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.